4. Sources of Supreme Reality. Any consideration of the origins of God the Supreme must begin with the Paradise Trinity. For the Trinity is original deity while the Supreme is derived deity. Any consideration of the growth of the Supreme must give consideration to the existential triodities. For they encompass all absolute actuality and all infinite potentiality, in conjunction with the first source and center. And the evolutionary Supreme is the culminating and personally volitional focus of the transmutation, the transformation, of potentials to actuals in and on the finite level of existence. The two triodities, actual and potential, encompass the totality of the interrelationships of growth in the universes. The source of the Supreme is in the Paradise Trinity, eternal, actual, and undivided deity. The Supreme is first of all a spirit person, and the spirit person stems from the Trinity. But the Supreme is secondly a deity of growth, evolutionary growth, and this growth derives from the two triodities, actual and potential. If it is difficult to comprehend that the infinite triodities can function on the finite level, pause to consider that their very infinity must in itself contain the potentiality of the finite. Infinity encompasses all things ranging from the lowest and most qualified finite existence to the highest and unqualifiedly absolute realities. It is not so difficult to comprehend that the infinite does contain the finite as it is to understand just how this infinite actually is manifest to the finite. But the thought-adjusters indwelling mortal man are one of the eternal proofs that even the absolute God, as absolute, can and does actually make direct contact with even the lowest and least of all universal creatures. The triodities which collectively encompass the actual and the potential are manifest on the finite level in conjunction with the Supreme Being. The technique of such manifestation is both direct and indirect. Direct insofar as triodity relations repercuss directly in the Supreme and indirect insofar as they are derived through the eventuated level of the absonite. Supreme reality, which is total finite reality, is in process of dynamic growth between the unqualified potentials of outer space and the unqualified actuals at the center of all things. The finite domain thus factualizes through the cooperation of the absonite agencies of paradise and the supreme creator personalities of time. The act of maturing the qualified possibilities of the three great potential absolutes is the absonite function of the architects of the master universe and their transcendental associates. And when these eventualities have attained to a certain point of maturation, the supreme creator personalities emerge from paradise to engage in the age-long task of bringing the evolving universes into factual being. The growth of supremacy derives from the triodities, the spirit person of the Supreme, from the Trinity, but the power prerogatives of the Almighty are predicated on the divinity successes of God the sevenfold. While the conjoining of the power prerogatives of the Almighty Supreme with the spirit person of God the Supreme takes place by virtue of the ministry of the conjoined actor, who bestowed the mind of the Supreme as the conjoining factor in this evolutionary deity.